I'm Kelly Mitchell, and right now I am not in the WLRN Miami Herald studios. I'm at the Cuban-inspired Bread and Butter restaurant in Coral Gables. It's part of our series on Cuban kitchens. Bread and Butter is the product of Chef Alberto Cabrera, Albert to his friends, and his love for Cuban cooking. But he also likes to mix it up a little with some pretty cutting-edge techniques. Chef, what is it about Cuban cooking specifically? And I don't mean Cuban food per se, but I mean the cooking, the love and the time that seems to go into it. What really defines Cuban cooking?
For me specifically, it was as a kid coming to my grandmother's house, whether it be after school or after work, you know, in my later years. I mean, just sitting down and being able to enjoy a meal that was cooked for you as if you were a king. There was always my grandmother would always prepare. It wasn't just one thing. It was a table, it was a feast. And it was only one person sitting down. And it was funny because there was always various people coming to eat at her house on that same day. And she would always set the table. And once that person was done eating, she would clear the table and then set the table when the next person got there. So it was almost like she was operating a restaurant out of her little kitchen. And it was just the love that went into it. So that, I think it's very much so a cultural thing for us to sit down and talk and share our day and just our life stories together, you know, being able to sit down and just compartir, like they say in Spanish, and to talk and just share things. I think that's a big part of it. And the cooking aspect of it, I think it does take a lot of love. And, you know, that comes deep from within, learning, watching. Because as much as you want to learn, the elders won't teach you. You kind of have to poach ideas and watch them and get what you can, because they'll definitely keep it away from you. But you have to be worthy to get recipes.
Now, if I go over to my Cuban friends' homes for dinner and I'm in the kitchen, it's like Thanksgiving, and this is just any ordinary Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's any little dinner. You know, my dad, I remember he would wake up in the mornings. We would be at his house or whatnot recently when, you know, with my kids and stuff like that. And when we woke up, the first thing there was always, he was always cooking already. He was already making something. And as soon as he finished cooking whatever it was, breakfast, you know, he immediately would say, okay, what do you guys want to have for dinner? You know, I remember my mom would look at him and be like, we're having breakfast right now. You know, so it always, there's always this menu planning going on. And it is that. There's always a huge feast, and it's a good time. It really is. I mean, it's one of my fondest memories, is sitting around the dinner table and enjoying, you know, those kinds of feasts just on an average day, you know. Whenever, it didn't matter how long my day was and how bad it was or how good it was. Whenever I came to my grandmother's house and sat down at that table, I mean, she used to sit in front of me and she would say, you know, I love to watch you eat because you love to eat. And my grandfather would say the same. And I just thought I'd like to pig out, you know. But, you know, they would sit there and really enjoy watching me eat. And then shortly after that, it was dessert and then a nice nap in grandmother's living room.
Chef Alberto Cabrera, thank you so much for all your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And we are bringing you stories of Cuban kitchens, even yours. Go to WLRN.org to share your stories and even your recipes, if you're willing to part with your secrets. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.